Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with Repack, supporting the circular economy and reducing the impact of packaging on the environment.
Now, in the Green Scene, the Finns bring the forest into preschool, but first, symbiosis in the insect world. We're joined by Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning.
We're talking about stink bugs.
We're talking about stink bugs, which we have a version of them in Ireland, like little shield bugs. They look like little square insects with a pointy tail and they sometimes hop around. But these are Asian stink bugs. And they fascinated scientists for many, many decades because the females had ears on their hind legs, or what we thought were ears. And this was a unique thing in the insect world.
So how are the lads hearing if only the females have
exactly.
the ears?
So it never really made sense. But researchers in Japan and in the UK have now dissected these organs and they found they are something even stranger. And they're almost like a little organ that is designed to grow fungus. And you say, why would a creature want to grow fungus? And even stranger, when they watch the female stink bugs laying eggs, they would take the other leg that doesn't have the organ on it, reach over, get the fungus and spread it all over their eggs. So it was quite incredible behaviour.
So they'd use the four legs to take the fungus off the hind legs and then spread it on the egg.
Spread it on the egg and then it would grow like a sort of woolly jumper of fungus on the egg. I mean, it sounds absolutely disgusting. But what they found was when they put parasitic wasps, which live in this area and which will often try to lay their eggs in the stink bug larvae.
It's like a cuckoo.
It's like a cuckoo, exactly. So they put five wasps in a chamber with 20 stink bug eggs, 10 of them coated, 10 of them not. And the wasps couldn't get into the eggs that were coated in fungus.
So this allows the coated egg and therefore the stink bug offspring to survive.
To survive. And then not only that, when the little stink bug nymph hatches, they eat some of the fungi and they actually colonise their own bodies with it to carry it forward as their own kind of garden, mobile garden of fungus that they're carrying around with them. So it's completely fascinating. And it's not just one fungus, it's a few different species of fungi, which makes this so unusual. Because often when we see kind of symbiotic partnerships in nature, it's very specific. It's one specific bacteria with a creature, one bird with a mammal. Whereas here, the stink bug is doing something to cultivate fungus that doesn't damage it, but actually helps give its youngsters a head start in life.
What an extraordinary story. Now, another story which we could replicate easily enough here is what the Finns are doing with the fresh air.
So this is a study looking at getting kids in nursery out in nature, even sometimes all day out in wilded spaces. So the research was done over 2 years and it tracked 75 children, some of whom were attending regular urban kind of kindergartens or nurseries, and some whose nurseries had been modified in quite a specific way. So they didn't just bring in plants, they actually brought in biodiversity. So forest soil, plants, you know, that were living in forests were brought into the nursery and the kids were encouraged to get out there, dig in the dirt and in fact spend as much time outdoors as possible.
So the sandbox might be an earth box.
Yeah, an earth box and really quite muddy and messy. And they actually took blood samples and stool samples and lots of different samples from the children over a course of these. Only 28 days later, they found they had a reduction in the number of streptococcus bacteria. They had fewer clostridium bacteria in the gut, which is often associated with, you know, colitis and nasty gut diseases in kids. And when they looked at their immune system, they found that the molecules in the immune system them help dampen it down and keep it under control, help it becoming over-inflamed or over-allergenic, were also much better in the kids that had been exposed to more nature.
We've been talking about this here, you know, that allow your kids to get dirty, get out in the garden, play around, you know, mix with the dogs and the cats and all that, and your immune system improves.
And this is building exactly on years of research and kind of anecdotal, you might call it anecdotal evidence, but the kids that are outside more tend to get less sick, you know, they're better at regulating their temperature and they're often fitter and have better lung capacity. So we could absolutely replicate this
here. Fewer allergies too.
Fewer allergies as well. So it's a win-win.
Fascinating.
Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with Repack, supporting the circular economy and reducing the impact of packaging on the environment.